You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Australian government is set to deliver a stimulus package as coronavirus is expected to impact the country's outputs, and that might come from the bushfire recovery funds.
Yeah, it's a shame that is a certain possibility. The government will be announcing this stimulus package in order to help facilitate all the impact from the coronavirus, which the past couple of weeks sort of avoided it being a topic that I brought to you guys, just because I honestly thought it would go away, but I was wrong, and it has just completely taken over the Australian media for the past week. You may have seen on the internet there is no toilet paper in any supermarkets in Australia.
Like at all?
No. Like, I went to my local Coles yesterday and there's not one packet. And there's signs saying, like, we'll get it in this time, you're only allowed to buy one at a time. It's so silly. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't realise it was going to hit so hard, but the government have announced this sort of package that they are going to release. Last night it came out that it will include a $1.3 billion support to apprenticeships to keep them going, so offering up to like $7,000 per quarter to apprentices to keep them in work. But as you mentioned, unfortunately, there is worries that this money will be, that was set aside for bushfire recovery, might be used for this coronavirus response. The National Bushfire Recovery Agency said that they cannot guarantee the funds that were set aside by the government to, you know, help people after these bushfires. They can't guarantee that this will not also be used for the coronavirus response, which is a huge shame, obviously. But then also there's this virus that is sort of sending people, whether they, you know, are impacted by it or not, really, you know, widespread panic across everyone in the community. And the toilet paper thing is funny, but then it's also not funny for people who are living week by week and can't buy, you know, 8 packets of toilet paper in one go because they can't afford it. And then when they go to buy it the next week, for example, me yesterday at Coles, there is none there. So it's a little bit, it's funny, toilet gate, but it's also really not funny at all.
I guess it's also frustrating because, so the reason for releasing the stimulus package is that there's a 0.5% hit to the country's outputs?
Yeah, yes. So there's seen a lot of, that essentially the government are worried about going into recession, and unless they sort of do something about it now, they are worried that there's no spending, people aren't going to work, people aren't travelling, people aren't going out, this, that, the other. And Scott Morrison's platform was massively, we're going to be in surplus for the budget, which I just didn't think was important at all, but, you know, they're really just trying to save themselves from going into debt, which I don't think would really be the worst thing right now. Like, so long as the people are getting helped. But anyway, that was a personal
Because if
thing.
There was a, you know, robust welfare system, a robust healthcare plan and insurances for workers such as, like, apprentices, then the bushfire recovery funds wouldn't have to be touched. That's sort of my first impression of it.
Yeah, certainly. And one of the, you know, it's, yeah, it arguably, you know, for example, New Start Youth Allowance to people on welfare are getting a one-off payment to sort of help with this whole situation. And then there's a lot of razor rate campaigners around the country who are just saying, well, why didn't you just increase the welfare payments in the first place so that they were actually livable and not below the poverty line? And then we would have been well equipped anyway. And, you know, using the stimulus package instead of investing into health, where they have been pulling money out of this, that, the other, So it's arguable that, you know, really the government, all they're trying to do is save themselves, help people, but, you know, they could have also just helped people at the very beginning anyway.
Has it turned into a debate at all about, like, what is a more worthy cause to put funds to, the bushfire or the coronavirus impacts?
Probably for some, yes. It's almost hard to, I think the general public, though, recognise that, you know, the bushfires, although I feel like so long ago, people are still so heavily impacted by them. So, yeah, I guess there has been somewhat of a debate. But, you know, I think it's probably the same for you and around the world. This coronavirus panic is really putting a lot of fear into people's brains. Thus, maybe they're not really thinking about if bushfire recovery money should still be there. You know, and it's unfortunate that this panic is infecting everyone.
Yeah.
And we've only had, like, 9 cases in South Australia. We actually just opened up a drive-through facility as well, so people just drive through in their cars and get tested. But we've only had 9 cases. And, I don't know, it's just, yeah, everyone's a bit panicked. We have fringe on at the moment as well. This is the South Australia I'm talking about, but, you know, you can visibly see less people in the streets. And I actually work in the travel industry too, and besides radio, and no one's coming in. It's pretty, the effects, you can see it everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that means that bushfire recovery money should be touched.
Yeah.
But,
oh man, mainstream media is a fucking disease.
Yes.
So let's move to the final topic, which is that Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is at the centre of sort of a debate after she's provided a character reference for her friend who's been charged with domestic assault. What's sort of the conversation been? Has it been like a productive one, an opportunity to kind of talk about like people in power upholding?
Yeah, it certainly has been interesting. Sarah Hanson-Young, when this was announced, essentially, the story was just that she's given the character reference to a friend who had committed a domestic assault. And then it wasn't really clear, but it did come out eventually that this senator, who was a Green senator, you know, very progressive party, it was then later came out that both the people in the situation, the man and woman, both went to her and asked her to provide this character reference in order to move on with their lives. However, this has sparked a really sharp debate in terms of if you are a leader for this party, you know, outspoken about DV, should you really be putting your name to this? I guess with a bit more empathy, if we could all look at it with that, you know, this is also just her personal life and 2 friends, and she's stuck in between a rock and a hard place. Arguably, if you have a lot of empathy, but also it's not really a good look, especially when it first came out. It was a real disappointment to a lot of people. It was very confusing and felt quite misleading, and that has sort of sparked this debate of the political and the personal. And
right,
you know, maybe she shouldn't have done it. Maybe she should have. The whole story is quite complicated. You know, I'm not necessarily sticking by Sarah Hanson-Young here, but, you know, it also is something that I think is necessary to point out, is how we really hold women accountable opposed to men in this country, especially when it comes to government.
Right. You do have to have a degree of reflexivity and recognise the ways in which you're accountable for, like, a holistic problem and not be friends with those people anymore.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.